This is Yolanda Harrell. I'm doing an interview for the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont Study, and I'm interviewing Mr. Charles Watson in Seneca on September the 10th, 1990. Mr. Watson, what is your full name?
My full name is Charles Bryant Watson Sr.
All right, and where were you born, Mr. Watson?
I was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, so you're from Georgia,
yes,
by birth.
Yes, by birth. But all of my people are South Carolinians, and that's how I ended up in this area.
So all your family is pretty much from here,
yes,
then, from
yes,
this area?
Yes.
Did you, even though you were born in Georgia, did you spend more of your life in South Carolina, or when did you actually come to South Carolina to live?
Well, we came to South Carolina to live, I believe, in the early 20s, I'm not sure, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a railroad man,
mm-hmm.
and we moved to Seneca. And we stayed in Seneca 2 years, and then he was transferred to Roanoke, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed there for at least, I'm not sure, but it could have been about 4 years, and then back to Seneca.
Mm-hmm. Who were your parents? What were their names?
My father's name was Charles DeForest Watson.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's name was Lily Sharp Watson.
And where were they born?
My father was born in Anderson County.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was born in Oconee County.
Uh-huh. So she was born right in this
yes,
area.
Yes, she was.
Now, I understand that your mother had a brother. And
yes.
What was his name?
His name was B.S. Shaw, Brian Sebastian Shaw.
Uh-huh. And he was born, I think we looked up the date, and it was 1877, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, September the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother was born on August the 18th?
Yes.
1893?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at the family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me just a little bit about your uncle. One of the reasons we're interviewing you is the background about your family. We realize you're younger than the age of most of our interviewees, but who was Dr. Sharp?
Dr. Sharp was a medical physician here in Oconee County. In fact, he was the first black doctor here in the county.
Uh-huh.
And his practice seemed to have been integrated. He had a lot of white patients and a lot of black patients.
Mm-hmm.
And they just worked together. I mean, no, nothing, you know.
There's no color barrier then.
No color barrier. Right.
He tended as many whites, if not more, as you said, than black.
And at that time, you know, the doctors were going in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And he would visit white patients home, mm-hmm. just as he visited black patients. It didn't make any difference to him.
Right. And you're saying that time, what was that block of time, what was the period?
I would say that period was anywhere from, let's see, I used to come here during the summer and I'd ride around with him, anywhere from maybe the middle 20s,
mm-hmm.
on up to the present, until up until he died.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But he was born in 1877, so he could have been a doctor at the turn of the century,
mm-hmm.
right?
He could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're talking from that time.
Yes, uh-huh. yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about your grandparents? When we were doing the family tree, what were your father's grandparents' names?
My father's.
His parents,
my father's father's name was John Watson.
Uh-huh.
He was a Baptist minister.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother's name was Mary Jane Watson.
Uh-huh. And your grandparents on your mother's side were her parents.
Oh, Joseph Shaw was uh-huh. my grandfather, and Eveline Glenn Shaw was my grandmother.
Okay. We talked about when your parents were born, and you told me earlier that you don't know your grandparents' birthdays. But do you remember anything about either set of grandparents? Were you around either set very much?
No. They all were dead when I
they were.
Was born. And okay. I remember my dad's father because he died shortly after we got here.
Uh-huh.
Moved to Seneca. Mm-hmm.
When you moved to Seneca. How old were you when you moved to Seneca?
Well, I don't remember. I think I must have been about 9 or 10.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
You were still in grade school.
Yeah.
Grade school age.
Still in grade
okay.
school.
And you said you don't remember anything about your mother's parents either. Then.
No.
They were already gone?
They were already gone, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did your grandparents own their own home? Do you know whether they did or not?
Yes.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Were your grandparents, talking about your daddy's grandparents first, what kind of work did they do? Well, you said John was a minister.
He was a minister,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
His grandmother didn't work.
She didn't
She
work.
Was a housewife.
Yeah, okay.
She stayed home to entertain the preachers and even bring
them. Oh, that's pretty much she was here to entertain
she,
them.
Yeah,
you do know that.
I know that. She cooked for them. Because
uh-huh.
I know I was over there one day and these preachers came in for dinner and I had stand and fanned the flies. And I never seen anything like that before. You know, just stand up there, the way she made her fan. She took some newspaper and just, just split it and put it on a stick. And stand at the table, just fan and fly.
Oh, for goodness.
While they ate.
Now, was this in Georgia?
No, this was
this was here in
this
South
was
Carolina.
Here. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was that here in this area or in?
Yeah, they lived across town
uh-huh.
In a section called Perry here.
In Perry,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. Yeah, that's good to know. So you were a fan.
I was a fly fan.
Fly fan or whatever, that's funny. Did they entertain quite a few ministers back then?
Well, yes, a lot of times Granddad would bring some home, with him
mm-hmm.
from his church. He preached down in Anderson County and around. And then sometimes they just pop in. At that time you could just go to the yard and just knock a chicken over
mm-hmm.
and clean it and pick it, and
mm-hmm.
then cook it. And then she have rice and gravy and biscuits and corn and all that good stuff.
And she would fix quite a meal for him.
Right?
Now, when you're talking about his territory, was he a minister at one church, or did he go around to different churches?
I think he had about two churches.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he had. I think he had two churches.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So he just maybe alternated between the two, or
yeah,
just the same one?
Yeah, one Sunday at one church, and mm-hmm. another Sunday at another church.
Mm-hmm. And these churches were both in Anderson County.
Yes.
Although he lived up here.
Mm-hmm.
And what denomination was this? What
Baptist.
Church? This was Baptist.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you know the names of either of the two Baptist churches?
No, I don't know. And he also pastored Ebenezer here in town.
Oh, he did?
He did, Ebenezer Baptist.
So
I don't know what year I wasn't here at that time.
Yeah, yeah. But he did that right in this area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that would certainly be before the 1920s. I mean,
yeah, it would be. It would
yeah.
be.
That would be a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other question I want to ask, what kind of education did he have in order to be a minister?
Well, now, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I don't think there were any schools, for ministers.
Mm-hmm.
If God called one, you just start preaching.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't know of any formal education he had to be a preacher.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a, was his home provided by any of the churches, or did he have just have his own home?
He had his own home.
He had his own
mm-hmm.
home. Okay. It wasn't like a parsonage that we speak of today.
No.
Okay. And now, Joseph Sharp, your mother's father, what did he do for a living?
He was a farmer.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And where was his farm?
A little place called Fair Play. It's about, I guess, 10 or 12 miles going down Highway 53.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good. So he was not too far from here then.
Right. Not 50, 59. Right.
Going down 59. Yeah, 59. Okay. 59. Was it how big a farm was it?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know how big it was.
Did he own it himself? Or
yes, he owned it.
I mean, he didn't share crop or rent or anything.
No, no.
It was his farm outright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did he farm? What was his main thing that he farmed?
I don't know that either.
No, either. Okay. And what about his wife? What about Evelyn? Did she?
I don't know whether she worked or not.
Uh-huh.
I never was told that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you don't have any information
about
that? No. How many children did they have? Your mother and Dr. Bryant Sharp? And was there anyone else? Was it a large family?
Yes. What was that? There seem to have been 12 children in the family.
Oh, my goodness.
12. Uh-huh.
So besides your mother and your uncle, Dr.
That
Bryant
includes,
Sharp.
That includes.
There were 10 more
ten,
siblings.
Ten more.
Uh-huh. So there were 12 children.
12, yes.
Oh, my. So that was a good-sized family. So if he had a farm, he had a good-sized family to support with the farm, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
When you were growing up, do you remember anything about your older relatives telling anything about their early lives or their struggles or anything of that sort?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. What about slavery? You mentioned, when we were doing the family tree, you mentioned one of the...
My grandfather.
You thought one of the grandfathers was a slave. Which one
was
that?
A cousin told me that Grandfather John Watson was a slave.
John Watson's father, in other words. Your grandfather.
My grandfather was a slave.
Oh, your grandfather, Dr. John Watson? Mm-hmm. He was actually a slave. Oh, he was.
So I'm told.
So you're told, but you don't know anything about him?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay, so you never heard any stories about
him? No.
What about his name or anything? Did you hear anybody got the name of Watson? Was that the slave owner's name or anything like that?
I don't know.
You really don't know, but you were told that he was a slave,
but
you don't know
slave,
anything more about the background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about the other side, the Sharps? Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't.
You're like, who was a slave or anything about the name or anything?
No, I don't think any of them were
slaves.
You
don't think they were? Do you think they were maybe free though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting to know, too. What about the older members of your family, where they were buried? Do you have any idea where they were buried?
Yeah,
Do you know where they were buried?
Well, my grandfather carried his family to Africa. And out of the 8 who went, only 3 of them returned.
Oh, which grandfather was this one?
Grandfather Sharp.
Sharp carried his family to
Africa. He wanted to be a missionary.
Oh, he did.
And
see, there were 12 children. How many did he take? He took his entire family.
He took
over?
8. 8 of them.
He took 8 over. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because Dr. Sharp was working. He went to work in New York, and another aunt didn't go.
So this would be eight of your uncles and. Aunts went to Africa.
Went to Africa.
Oh, for goodness sake. Did they stay?
Well, my mother told me that when you go there, you're supposed to stay in a certain length of time because of the heat, and that was a fever that a person could catch.
Oh.
Well, she said that her father was so anxious to get out, and to do his missionary work. Until he got out too early, and he developed this fever and he died.
Did he die over there?
He died over there.
Now, when we say Africa, which country is
Africa? Liberia.
It was Liberia. I was curious. So, they actually went to be missionaries in Liberia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did any of them stay in Liberia?
No, they planned to make permanent residence over there. But after all this happened, after he died, they were going to come back. But grandmother died over there.
She did too?
And several of the children died on the way back from Africa, and they were buried at sea.
Oh my goodness.
So only 3 of them made it back. That was My mother, another sister, and two other sisters.
Your mother and two of her sisters, mm-hmm. two of your aunts, were the only ones mm-hmm. that returned out of the original 10 that mm-hmm. went, because yeah. I'm counting your grandparents that mm-hmm. went. So your grandmother and grandfather both died?
Mm-hmm.
He died in Africa itself, and the other mm-hmm. died.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, that was quite a thing. Was it all that fever, pretty much?
I don't know. I don't know whether it was a fever or not, but that's what happened.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. Of the five that died, were they brothers or sisters or what, or do you know?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. You I just know that five of her brothers or mm-hmm. sisters or
mm-hmm.
Five of her siblings then died mm-hmm. before they could come back. Mm-hmm. That's quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when would this have happened? What year was this?
Right up, mm-hmm. The diary was dated December 5th, 1906.
Mm.
They left Seneca going to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And from Charlotte to New York, and they boarded the ship in New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about this this document that you're reading to me. What is this exactly?
This is a document written by Ella Victoria Sharp Phillips. She's the oldest daughter.
She is, uh-huh.
She's the oldest daughter. And she kept a diary as to everything that went on.
Uh-huh.
And,
About this trip. About this trip to Liberia.
About this uh-huh. trip, uh-huh. And, her children just kind of, you know, revised and put it in, you know, in right language,
yeah,
and all. But they didn't change any of our ideas, any of our thoughts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They just put it maybe in better
English. Uh-huh.
So this was your mother's
oldest sister.
Mm-hmm. Wrote this pamphlet, or wrote this diary, and then mm-hmm. her children put it into this document,
yes.
pamphlet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's marvelous.
She was born April 4th, 1881, and she died September 24th, 1974.
So obviously she's one of the ones that survived the trip.
Yeah.
one of the, it was your mother and this sister and one more sister mm-hmm. that survived the trip.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. That's real interesting in itself. Was it a successful trip? I mean, did they get to do any of the missionary work that they had hoped to do?
As far as I know, they didn't.
They didn't?
They didn't. Uh-uh.
So it was, the trip was, you can almost label it as a failure.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful idea, and mm-hmm. they all got to go, but it turned out rather poorly mm-hmm. With the grandfather and grandmother mm-hmm. both dying and so many mm-hmm. of the children, too. But at least we do have this record that your, mm-hmm. your aunt has mm-hmm. left. Now, did she pass this on down to her children? Is that who gave you a copy of it,
yes,
too?
Uh-huh.
And you all have copies of it. Is there anything else about the trip that she has in there that we should share on the tape, or anything important
that happened? That's about
any other information? Just the facts that they went there.
That they went there, uh-huh.
And they were going there, this was Liberia, and they went there to be missionaries.
Missionaries.
From the Baptist Church, is that right? Now, were they?
I don't think they were from the, he just wanted to go. He just wanted to go.
He wasn't really sent by a church.
No.
He was not even a minister, right?
No,
he was one that was the farmer.
He had the means to go, and he just...
He had enough money to take the
and
trip.
And he just got his family together and just decided to go.
Where did the wherewithal, where did the money come from?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
But he had enough money to take that many children in his life, 10 mm-hmm. of them, take a voyage to Liberia to mm-hmm. go on a ship. But that has to have been an expensive trip back then. And yet he was able to do it. And he wasn't sent by a church.
No, he wasn't sent
But
by
this
church.
Was his own calling, his own feeling
yeah.
that he
mm-hmm.
he felt that he wanted mm-hmm. to go.
He was going to do missionary work, and this daughter, Anella, was a school teacher, and she was going to do education.
I see. Several of the children mm-hmm. were probably. Now, what was her name, the one that wrote the document?
Ella.
Ella Victoria Sharp Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to write that mm-hmm. down, or rather get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a teacher. Now, were any of the rest of the brothers and sisters teachers?
My mother was a teacher.
Your mother
she
was
didn't,
too.
She did not. I guess she was too young to learn.
At that time,
at that
she
time,
was.
Yeah.
She was. Well, how old was your mother? That would be interesting to know.
I don't know. It wasn't stated in this how old she was.
Would a guess be under 20 or between 10 and 20?
She was probably under 20. She was probably a little older than 20.
Well, you think she was older than
20? I think she was older than 20.
When she met. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she did not marry her father until after this experience.
After this experience.
Uh-huh. Was she a teacher yet then, do you think? She was
older than 20?
You're not sure about that? You don't know if she had her training yet or not? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it was up in years when she started teaching.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a wonderful story in itself. I'm real glad that you shared that with me. Mm-hmm. You told me there were 8 children. Do you have any idea about the ages? Like, how old was the oldest? Ella, she was in her 20s, mm-hmm. you're guessing. Do you have any idea how much the youngest was? Like, maybe that child
no.
was still a child?
No, I don't
you really
have
don't,
any idea.
You don't have any idea
no,
how old
no
these children
at all.
Were?
No.
These brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, you don't even know if there were any brothers. I mean,
right.
you don't even know what mm-hmm. the sexes of them
They
was.
Were probably, 20 and above because Doc Sharp went to New York to work at that time because he was going to med school, and he went to New York to work.
He was already working, so mm-hmm. he was already beyond that age.
Yeah, he didn't
now,
go.
Now, he's the one that didn't go.
He didn't
and
go.
And who were the other two
I had
that
another,
didn't go?
Another aunt that didn't go.
Uh-huh. And where was she?
She was here in Seneca.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what
why
happened
she didn't
to
go.
Her. I don't know why she didn't go.
And why did the third one not?
I don't know that.
And where was that one? Being
I don't know.
You don't know. You just know that why
yeah.
Dr. Sharp didn't go and why the one sister
yeah.
and the one sister was here in Seneca, but not the reason.
No.
Well, gee, and that's a fascinating story. I wish we just knew a little bit more about it, but it's really interesting. Do you have an extra copy of that we could lay have as a document? Or
no,
that
I don't.
Only?
I could probably duplicate this and give you a copy of it.
Well, I would sure appreciate it if you would, because I think that's something we ought to have. Okay. Getting back to members of your family, do you remember hearing about, because you would have been a little younger for this, but you remember hearing about funerals in the family, what kinds of funerals they were and how they were conducted, or what happened to them, anything like that?
No, I don't. I don't remember anything like that. I know we came here to a funeral. Oh, I was quite young. Uncle from he lived in Alabama. Down my mother's brother, down the daughter's body, and we came here to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there was another uncle that died. We didn't get to this funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I'd be thinking more of funerals that before 1920 that you might have heard of, how they conducted or anything.
No.
Okay. What about weddings? Did you hear any about
weddings?
Did your mother tell you about her wedding or anything special?
No.
Okay. What families are related to you by marriage? Now, what was your wife's name?
She was a Blassingame.
Blassingame. Is she from this area?
She's from this area. This area is full of Blassingames.
A lot of those, huh?
A lot of Blassingames, uh-huh.
Was she from a big family? Was she one of many children?
Oh, let's see. There were five in her family.
There were five.
Five.
And what were those names?
The oldest girl was Connell.
Uh-huh.
And Henrietta was my wife.
Uh-huh.
She was next. Sedalia.
Uh-huh.
Samuel.
Uh-huh.
And Jenkins.
And what were her parents' names? Do you know those?
Her father's name was Samuel Blassingame.
Uh-huh.
And her mother's name was Cora Blassingame.
Now, are they from Oconee County or Seneca, or where they
I don't know. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you said there were a lot of Blassingames in this area, so they must be. Well, where did you meet her? I mean, was she from
I met her in school. We were in grade school.
Oh, where?
Here in Seneca.
Oh, so she was. So she obviously had to be from Seneca.
Yeah.
If you met her in grade school right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So so there's those Blassingames from this area then. Okay. Do you have any old photos, like your grandparents or anything, or pictures of your, any of your family that go back a long way?
Let's see. Sharp family.
Oh, the photograph that you're showing me now is the Sharp.
It's the Joseph Sharp
family. Joseph Sharp family. Mm-hmm. And this would be your grandfather, Joseph Sharp. Uh-huh. And his wife. And your children.
Right. All of the children.
So your father is, your mother, rather, Lily, is in this picture somewhere. Do you know which one she is?
I think this is.
Okay, you think she's sort of in.
Because she was
over
next to
the right
baby.
There. But this is the family. So many of them were gone after they went to Liberia. I mean, died on the trip coming home. So this person on the right, then, is that Joseph, you think, and his wife?
This is grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. These are the grandparents here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell they look older. Oh, for goodness sake. Now, was this taken in front of their farmhouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Oh, Mr. Watson, you're showing me a picture of your Aunt Ella, the one that wrote the diary.
Yes.
Right, and with her husband.
Yes.
Now, what was her husband's name? For another name with somebody kin to you.
Oh, I can't think of his name right off.
Let's see. Her married name was
Phillips,
right? So his name would be
Phillips. I can't think of his first name.
His first name. Mm-hmm. You just know he's a Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good, too. So I'll know we have that picture as well. You just found where his name was what, Mr. Warren?
Ulysses Phillips.
So he's Ulysses Phillips. So we have that recorded. Okay. We were talking about earlier about what your parents did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
We want more to know about your grandparents, and we established that the one was a minister and she worked at home, and the other one was a farmer, and you think you don't really know what she did.
No.
Okay. But she was the one that went to Liberia. Did she, you know, to your knowledge, if she, when he went as a missionary, he was planning for the whole family to be missionaries. Do you know that he wanted her to teach or anything over there?
Well, she had it in her mind that she's going to educate some of those people.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to look at it from the standpoint of education, and he's going to be a missionary.
Uh-huh. So she must have had some education background in her.
Mm-hmm.
She must have some kind of teaching or thought she could.
Mm-hmm.
So but you don't think she did that for a living?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Did any of your older relatives, the relatives around your grandparents, did they ever leave the area to find work? In other words, did they go north or to other parts of the South, to your knowledge?
No, one of my uncles lived in Greenville,
uh-huh.
And he was a barber.
Oh.
And another one was in Greenville, too, and he was a pharmacist. Uh-huh. But now, I don't know about any of the others.
And any of the others went north or anything?
No.
And, of course, your father, Charles, went to Georgia, right?
Yeah.
John, your child. Your father John went to Georgia, and he.
My father Charles went to Georgia.
I get mixed up. John is the grandfather. We'll have to get that
uh-huh.
straight. All right, that's right. Your
mm-hmm.
father Charles. Your father Charles went to Georgia, and mm-hmm. he go because to find better work. That's one.
Well, he was working for Southern. He was a cook on the Pullman.
Oh, that's right. You said
and,
he worked for them.
He worked. His headquarters was Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So that's where he was. After he and mother married, they moved to Atlanta.
So he was one of those I'm talking about that moved elsewhere
because
of his work.
Yeah,
and that was your own father that did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was my next question was to ask if any of your family worked for the railroad, and obviously he did. Didn't he work for the railroad after having been from this area because of the railroad coming through Seneca and the connections with that?
You
don't really know that.
No. In fact, he was on the Southern line from Atlanta to, I guess, New York or somewhere. You know,
the
train ran right
uh-huh.
right through here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long did he work for the railroad? Great many years?
Great many years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was his job pretty much the whole time?
Yeah. I can remember some of the summers that I was here. We could go, my grandmother lived in a section, you know, where there weren't too many houses, and we could walk to the top of the hill, and we knew what train he was on, and he'd wave, and we'd stand there wave, and he'd call him through. And a lot of times, we'd go down to the station and talk with him.
Right here in Seneca?
Right here in Seneca, when the train stopped.
Where was this station located in Seneca that you would go to?
Oh, it's downtown, railroad station.
Railroad station downtown.
While passengers were loading and unloading, if he wasn't busy, he could talk out of the window.
That was nice.
But see, I didn't, just like I said, my mother and father separated when I was quite young. And I didn't know too much about him, but I knew he was my dad, and I go talk to him.
Oh, good. Yeah. So because they separated, did your mother come back here to live then in Seneca with her?
No, she stayed in Atlanta.
Oh, she stayed
in
Atlanta.
And worked, yeah, because we stayed near her baby sister, Lila. And Lila would, you know, see after me when I came in from school. She was just like my mother. Because mother worked all the time, and Lila was a seamstress. And she worked for a lot of, you know, rich white people in Atlanta.
Then this was your aunt, Lila Sharp.
Lila Sharp. So we stayed in Atlanta until my mother and dad decided to go back together. And then after that, we moved here.
Oh, so your parents went back together. How old were you then?
I guess I must have been about